Welcome back to the Mom Mentality Show. I'm Austin Chadwick, and this is Chris Lucian. And we're picking up on the series we were doing a little bit ago on, kindness, consideration, respect, vulnerability, trust, and appreciation. And it's so up next in the list was psychological safety. So do you want to intro in the topic while I move over this thing?
Yeah. We kind of talked a little bit in one of our earlier episodes about this idea that psychological safety is kind of a foundational thing for good, high performing teams, right? And so the study that Google did became famous. The original term came from Amy Edmondson's work, and then I think Google made it famous in software. So what Google did is they took 200 teams, they evaluated each team on different levels, and then they had some metrics around performance. And they basically said that the highest performing teams, the most important metric in the study was psychological safety. And then they had other ones kind of underneath that for the five key factors. But basically it said, regardless of even the team's technical aptitude, they're essentially the ability for people to kind of the definition that I know, people to be able to give each other feedback without fearing reprisal interpersonally or career-wise. And so in the absence of fear, that's kind of like safety, right? And so it's this idea that people feel safe enough to give each other feedback while working and then creating a safe atmosphere.
Absolutely.
So that's the way that I understood it. And I think that's important to me because I feel like I realized that we also have these foundational elements of vulnerability, trust, appreciation, kindness, consideration, respect. And so it's kind of like a ladder. So if you have kindness and consideration and respect, and then you can be vulnerable, hold trust, and show appreciation, then you've built an environment where psychological safety can thrive, right?
Yeah, most definitely. And these are deep topics, and we're only going to be touching on them. Yeah. So we'll put some good stuff in the show notes. Some things come to mind are all of Amy Edmondson's talks, her book, The Fearless Organization, which was really good. We did a book study together on that with several others. And as far as living it, I mean, the couple situations come to mind is, how do you have psychological safety in certain environments where things aren't going well, right? Yeah. How do you, we've had some good conversations about that recently. Yeah. And so, one thing that's brought up is when it is destroyed, so to speak, by an event or someone says something or is not kind or whatever, and people aren't feeling safe. One topic is, how do you build it back up?
Because
I don't know about you, but I've been in places where it's been broken down, and how do you bring it back up?
Shattered or
something. Yeah.
So a lot of that is that, people, so in my mind, because I've seen it shattered, and we've had environments where it's been built up, we've built it up and had it shattered again, and how to build it up again. I think one key element is I think I heard you saying this the other day, it's really easy to lose and really hard to build.
Yeah.
And so, the first thing to understand is that you're constantly going to be fighting an uphill battle with psychological safety, but according to the Google study and kind of my experiences as well, is that it's the most important thing that we could be working on a lot of the time. And so, you have to think, what are avenues for doing that? So one thing that I kind of want to start that answer with is, in the Fearless Organization book, there was a really good point that a lot of the absence of that psychological safety can be artificial. And if people, if people can be vulnerable and pretend like psychological safety exists, what ends up happening? And so I think the first piece of that is, can you just pretend like psychological safety exists even though you believe it doesn't?
Yeah.
And that's the first one of the first steps to building it up.
Sure.
If it's been torn down by somebody that you may have experienced getting torn down multiple times, one important thing to do is to give feedback.
Yeah.
and have that, you know. And if you feel like you're not in a position to give feedback, or that feedback, or you know that feedback will be not well received because you experimented with the feedback in the past,
sure,
that might be an indication where you need a different environment.
Yeah.
But you know, don't give up unless you have given the feedback, yeah. And don't give up unless you've pretended that psychological safety does exist. And start giving feedback interpersonally. Both are feedback sources, but I think it's important to understand that you could be giving feedback on the state of psychological safety,
yes.
Between people, and you could be giving feedback about maybe a technical direction, right?
Absolutely.
So in the absence of psychological safety, you would not feel safe giving feedback on the technical direction.
Yeah.
And it may be much more uncomfortable to give feedback to somebody who's regularly destroying that feedback.
Yeah.
But that's the most important thing, is that if there's somebody that is regularly destroying the psychological safety, do they know that they're doing it?
Yeah.
And proving that they do before saying, you know, throwing up your hands and saying, I can't go any farther, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I'm going to add more on top of that, but the first thing to say is this is really hard stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this takes a lot of courage and bravery to be in a tough situation and act like there is psychological safety and give feedback. And I think some of the toughest things, the feelings of hurt and those kind of things, to show kindness, to show consideration, respect, even to the person you perceive as inflicting damage to the team, right? And so that being able to do that in that tough situation can help turn things around back the other direction, right? And I've seen that multiple times where someone who seems like totally against everything, once they're treated with that in that way, they'll come around. They often come around, right? And so I think that's something to do, is to, you know, stand strong, show empathy for the others experiencing the issues, but then, you know, don't return evil for evil necessarily. Yeah. Return good for it. And then what can happen is, even if there are people who are fighting against the psychological safety of the team, there are always, I think it was Woody who said when he was on with us, there are always people wherever you're working who want to work this way in a trusting, collaborative, psychologically safe way. You'll find plenty of people who want to work that way, and let you and those people be a great example. And then what is it, the 15% or something solutions that once you get the ball rolling, it can spread, right? And so I've been in teams and organizations where there is definitely people who are fighting against it, but the groundswell of everyone else just kind of overcame that person, and the overall culture went the positive direction. So, and the only other thing I'll say is, maybe it'll be a whole nother episode, but on the more positive side, I was on a mob where we climbed the ladder, you know, kindness, consideration, respect, trust, appreciation. And we decided, hey, let's give each other feedback continuously, all the time, completely uninhibited.
Yep.
So we called it the Radical Candor Experiments.
Yeah.
And so it was an awesome place to live in this mob with that way, because I never had to fear that someone thought something about me and wasn't sharing with me, or like something I could be better at. I just knew they would tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to hold back. So I'd be like, we should come out of a meeting and be like, you know, if you said it this way, it would be come over better. Or, hey, on that line of code, let's do it this way. And it was incredibly productive and incredibly fun. And so that's kind of the goal you're shooting for, I think, is.
Yeah.
And so
if everybody's in the same mentality.
Yeah.
Right.
The mob mentality?
Yeah, the mob mentality.
Right?
The psychologically safe mentality. You know, basically, if everybody's there, right, then it can be really fun. And if you've come from an environment where it's just an uncommon thing, then it can be really scary. And so I think that, you know, some of you will have to take our word for it, but that when that scary part is gone, it can be one of the best working environments. You know, in the first 4 years of mobbing, I experienced this state of flow in a mob, and it's basically, you know, we didn't hold back on feedback. We didn't stop things unnecessarily, and we brought the levels of fear to nothing, next to nothing, you know, and that just had a huge benefit for us. And then I observed the same kind of thing in the mob that you're speaking about, and and the accelerated learning that happens because people are giving each other feedback so quickly is quite incredible. Like, you know, having dedicated learning time is one thing, but having a continuous mirror to be able to see all of your actions in a critical way and then improve on them, you learn so much in a short period of time and you don't feel weird about it.
Yeah.
And that's I think what you're getting at.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah. The awkwardness goes away or gets much smaller as time goes. Yeah. Well, I think that's good. I mean, we'll probably circle around on psychological safety and various different facets of it as we go. Mm-hmm. But I think that's a good intro. We'll call out a wrap. What do you think?
Yeah. Sounds good. And actually, I do have one more idea that came up. And that that some people might not even know what psychological safety is, or they might not even, they don't have an idea of how things can be if things were safe, and they don't know about the studies. And so some of it is just ignorance and that can be turned into learning. And so, you know, it can be really helpful just to educate people around the office that it's a thing and it's important. And it's been proven from studies that it's important, right? Yeah. Because just knowing that might even curb people's behavior.
Yeah, and it crosses industry. I mean, it kind of started in the medical industry and it's crossed to software and it's been proven in lots of places. So,
sounds good. So, and I'm good there. So,
like and subscribe.
Yes.
Click the bell.
If you feel like anybody needs to know about psychological safety, send them this video.
Right on. Until next time. Have a good one.
Bye, everybody.